Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with the daily wrap of financial news this Thursday, the 5th of September, 2024. We begin today's bulletin with quite the drama unfolding in our superannuation sector. United Super and Bus, both linked to the CFMEU, are under increased scrutiny from financial regulatory body APRA. Allegations of corruption and biker gang affiliations have raised heated discussions around management and fund allocations within these superfunds. You might recall that on August 14th, APRA ramped up the oversight and requested independent expert reviews, a move that BusQ's legal team challenges in the federal court, citing procedural unfairness and reputational damage. A full hearing is set for October 15th to settle the matter. What we're seeing here is a clear sign of significant governance issues within Australia's superannuation sector, an issue we'll continue to follow closely. Let's now shift our focus to insurance. A story emerged that a woman's critical illness insurance claim was denied by Tau Life after her breast cancer diagnosis occurred within days of her policy's eligibility period ending. AFCA, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, upheld the decision, noting the lack of continuous coverage and undisclosed previous insurance in the new application. An unfortunate circumstance, but a reminder of the importance of understanding the terms of our insurance policies. Meanwhile, over 900 claimants are soon to receive compensation from an insurer who failed to process their claims within the required timeframe, an issue observed by the Life Code Compliance Committee. The violations trace back to a transition from a third-party service provider where numerous staffing issues occurred, causing significant delay and breach of the Life Insurance Code of Practice guidelines. The insurer has since implemented new teams, training, and oversight to ensure improved compliance and service standards moving forward. In other news, the Australian Medical Association, also known as AMA, raised concerns over the increasing costs of indemnity insurance premiums, particularly for medical professionals. At a recent conference in Gold Coast, delegates including Avant and MDA National deliberated on healthcare shifts and expanding medical practices as potential catalysts for the price surge. The discussions concluded with a call for systemic policy solutions to this persistent problem. And there you have it, our daily financial roundup. Don't forget to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more news and advice on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estrotori, talking to you on behalf of Financial Services Online, wishing you fruitful financial planning.